Yeah, sorry, I had to, I waited for the 700 readout. Yeah, it's quite a bit different for you guys over there compared to us in the Rogue Valley. I don't envy you guys at all.
No, I'd love to have the valley weather here. Believe me, I'd love it.
Yeah, I definitely count that as a blessing for us, because I don't even like having to travel over to Klamath in the winter.
I've got a lot of friends over in the valley, also White City, Medford, Ashland, and actually got a couple of them that are cattle raisers, and yeah, they just, it's so much better over there as far as the feed. The production on the feed, the alfalfa, everything over there is just, it's way better than what Klamath Falls can do because of the short season we have here.
Yeah, I know how that goes. And then you got people that live over on the coast, and it pretty much stays the same with little variance throughout the entire year.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, definitely, I'm glad you're doing better.
Hey, thanks again, and thanks for the shout-out, man. I know you're a pretty busy guy out here.
Right now, we're not. We just, I don't know, we've got... we're kind of a little different here, I guess, but... We got one mother hen sitting on eight. Well, she's already got eight. And we just had another one hatch two out of three. And the wife is out doing waters and getting everybody the snacks and getting them fed for the night. And ducks are taken care of. And now we're running 100-plus birds here easily.
Man, you have to have that situated just right. I think at one time when we were living out in Sam's Valley, we had like 30, 35, 40 birds, you know, depending upon like how many were born and how many were picked off by local predators. And that, if you don't have everything squared away, they will make a mess quick.
I hear that. Now we've got, we're sitting on about 115 birds total, and we're sitting on 15 ducks. I mean, we've got hybrid wolves. We got our little guard dogs within our 7-foot fence in here. We got their quarter Kia Corso and 3/4 Rottweiler. And they turn around and do the roaming at night and make sure that everything's copacetic. And the hybrid wolves, they stay contained 100% because we have to keep them 100%. They're rescues, so we have to keep them unless we send them to another rescue until the end of their life, basically.
Well, you know they say to play with your dog every day because while he's a friend of yours for a portion of your life, you're their friend for their entire life.
Yeah, I hear that. I turn one rock anywhere near a herd of ducks here. And they start going nuts thinking they're going to get a snack and being hand-fed.
Oh yeah, I could hear them in the background there. They were getting chatty and sound happy.
Well, I've hand fed them peas and carrots and corn since they were babies when we first got them, and now I guess now they think I'm mama.
Oh, yeah, those birds are smart. They know where the food comes from. They ain't no dummies.
guy, Brandon. All right, Brandon. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Glad you're getting over your ailment. Definitely. God bless you and the family. Drew, if you're out there and listening, same to you, too. And we will talk to you guys after a while. WSBT at 8-9. We'll be monitoring.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Sean. God bless you and yours as well. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you the next time we talk to you. WRZD 517, monitoring.